You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour.
I want my Uber!
On Radio TFI. It is Saturday, November 25th, 2017, and you are on the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI. I'm John Shannon. Sitting across the country from me at his palatial new studio, the Radio TFI headquarters, if you will, is Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
Horseshit.
We're in the new campus. We're not in the new studio yet. That still has to be worked out. But we're in the temporary studio and just loving life. For the first time in approximately 3 months, I have my chair back. I can sit here in big comfort. It leans back. It reclines. It's got padding for my big old butt as opposed to all those hard wooden chairs I've been sitting on.
I'm so happy for you. I can't even describe how happy I am for you.
The giddiness factor is through the roof here at Radio TFI. And how are you this morning, young man? It sounds like you're the picture of health.
Oh, I am battling a little bit of a cold.
Oh, no.
And when you sleep with a CPAP machine, when you have a cold, it is the first couple hours of being awake are absolutely miserable.
Really? It's funny. My ex-wife used to describe mornings with me the same way.
Well, and do you blame her?
Well, hey. Moving on. There must be something else you can talk about.
Why would I?
Other than that, how was your week, young man?
Well, you know, of course, the Thanksgiving holiday blew up this week. I told you I hate holidays.
You've mentioned it, I believe. But
I work a real nice, neat, firmly pressed 5-day week, Monday through Friday, from about 5 o'clock, between about 5 o'clock in the morning and about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Nice, neat. I know what I'm doing. Even though the rides are different for the most part every day, I still have a night. It's just a nice, neat setup, and that helps me. It helps me as far as budgeting, money wise.
You open the package every week, and you know exactly what to expect.
Exactly, and
except on Thanksgiving week, when pretty much nothing gets done.
Well, that's just it. You blew up. You almost blow up an entire week.
Absolutely, there's no question.
Fortunately, it seemed like the only day that was really screwed up was Thanksgiving itself. I got up, I took my regular passenger that I get every morning, and shit, I came back home, went to bed. I said, I'm not even going to try this. So I enjoyed Thanksgiving with the family.
Well, that's good to hear.
So
gobble gobble to everybody out there.
Yes. I hope everybody had a prosperous, well, that's not really a good word. Let's just say you had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you're able to spend time with your family and your friends and whoever else you wanted to spend time with and didn't have to settle for a TV dinner or some damn thing. You know, that sucks. You know, enjoy a good meal with your family. Hopefully you all are on the same page politically so you don't have to have that type of discussion. You know,
I just like to say, when it comes to these kind of holidays, I hope it's everything you expected it to be.
That's true. It's very true. You know, they're doing stories now on how families, when they get to the dining room table, and they start talking politics, that's probably the biggest thing that can screw up a nice family meal is have somebody all of a sudden start talking about how great America is now that Trump is in the White House, and quite frankly, the other way around, because there's always somebody in your family that is does not share your political convictions, whether it be one way or another.
You know what would be cool? If we had a cartoon of some sort, we could have put on today's promo.
Yeah.
Of a family not getting along. That would have been something.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
There was.
Well, thanks for asking, John, about my Thanksgiving.
I was getting to it. Take a pill.
Oh, okay. All right.
How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, fine. We'll move on.
I had an uneventful Thanksgiving, which included painting my bedroom, a quiet meal, and football. As those of you may or may not know, the new studios came complete with old nicotine stains on the wall. So I've been slowly but surely painting, and Thursday morning was the bedroom's turn to get its holiday coat of paint. So we managed to knock that out fairly quickly. Actually, it went very well, to be quite honest with you. And a nice quiet day. Made myself a nice little dinner, a nice little home-cooked meal, and quiet day I needed. I needed that day. I just needed a day not interacting with human beings, except for when I got home the night before.
Uh-oh.
I got home, and lo and behold, someone was in my parking spot.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I haven't had to deal with this nonsense in 25 years. B, if one of the two guest spots would have been open, I would have gladly parked there and just not dealt with it. Well, as it turns out, there were no other spots open. Someone had just moved in to an apartment. A couple of people have just moved in the past week. And it was late. It was about 11:30 at night. So I said, I walked upstairs. I knocked on their door. You know, excuse me, is this your car? Oh, well, no, it's not. Okay, great. Walked over to the sign posted on the side of the building, called the tow truck, and away they came. Took it away. Next day, I got a knock on my door. It was my neighbor from directly upstairs. And I explained to her what happened. It was her friend that's been staying with her. I said, I'm sorry. I said, look, if there blah, 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 if there had been another spot, I'd have been happy to. Well, wait, there's no beef, which is good. Her friend, she told her friend, look, you know, you come home. We told you not to park, you know. Anyway, so that could have been ugly, and it turned out it wasn't.
Well, that's good.
And we appreciate that. Hey, I can see you. Well, I did see you. You're gone now.
I'm gone now, yes.
So other than that, it was uneventful. I worked Wednesday night. Had a decent night. It was all Fluber work. There was no... That's not true. I had one of my own. But for the most part, it was all Fluber work. And I played their system like a fiddle that day. And it kind of worked out for me. Especially at the end of the night.
Oh. So have you been doing what we discussed here a couple of weeks ago with their rides? I don't want to go into detail in case you'd like to sweep that behind. But as far as cancellations and the like, you know, where I'm going with this? Having them cancel the ride, asking them how much they're.
I haven't honestly. I decided not to do that because most people aren't cool. You know, it's just. The situation happened to be right the one time I did it, but it's one of those things you keep in your back pocket.
That just seemed like such a good idea, but then again.
But then again, some people don't.
You're actually in there, and I'm not, so.
Right, but some people are like, you can't take the chance that, look, people report you for all manner of things.
Yeah.
And
poor multi-million dollar Uber got ripped off of $5. Oh. Poor babies.
They got what? You dropped out there.
They got ripped off of $5. So
poor babies. Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, so. Speaking of our favorite punching bag, 57 million people.
Yeah.
57. Wait. Not only that, but Travis knew a year ago. But wait. Not only did Travis know, he paid the hackers $100,000 to destroy any evidence that had happened. But wait, there's more. Our boy Dara the K knew about it months ago. So much for his coming in and, oh, we're going to do things the right way now. What a bunch of baloney. They were keeping that under the rug because they're still trying to get money from SoftBank in Japan. Ed holds firm to Halloween 2018. I hold firm on that.
Tell you what here, now that we're pulling the blanket back from some of the news here, our friend Justin has put together a little newsreel, and you can find it on YouTube on Ride Safe World. But I was able to farm the audio off of it, or I don't know how often he does them, but I got the one for today at least. And then he is going to join us. He's going to join us live afterwards for a little bit. So give this a listen real quick.
Dateline, November 25th, 2017. The gig war rages on across the globe as the world's two largest confidence scams, Uber and Lyft, attempt to rewrite the very perception of humanity to the will of corporocratic oligarchy. Meanwhile, Uber's biggest political fan, Donald J. Trump, and his Washington cartel press on to eliminate net neutrality, the constitutional right of every American to express freely and remain protected from personal data marketing on the internet hangs in the balance. On the front lines of the gig war, Justin LaPlante and his army of vetted commercial drivers, citizen activists, and the many victims of rideshare drivers, now exposing uninsured drivers with Uber and Lyft who have criminal records, and the internet pundits who support them. The greatest artillery in this struggle? RideSafe, the internet's largest database of Uber and Lyft license plates checked against public records. Located at www.ridesafeworld.com on the World Wide Web, not only has RideSafe been able to prove that over 90% of all Uber and Lyft drivers operate without proper insurance or background checking, but an average of 20% operate with criminal records in excess of the safety and vetting claims made by Uber and Lyft. These figures have remained an average among Uber and Lyft drivers in all cities where they are found. But there is a new hope. The revelation of a massive data breach which exposed the personal data of Uber users and drivers has governments around the world taking a closer look at possible prosecution of Uber and subsequent prosecution and scrutiny against Lyft. RideSafe's latest project, codenamed Operation Titletown, begins this weekend in Green Bay, Wisconsin. A new system of real-time surveillance systems to expose traffic violations and illegal cash street hails committed by Uber and Lyft drivers in the Green Bay area as a pilot project for a new international effort. All cab drivers, bus drivers, concerned members of the public, and transit company owners are encouraged to contact RideSafe and volunteer for recruitment today. RideSafe needs you for this project to be a success and once and for all end fraudulent rideshares like Uber and Lyft. Speaking of Titletown, what's this? Don Geld, the owner of Richard Cranium's Pub and Grill in Green Bay, and head of the Green Bay Tavern League, involved in a fraudulent cross-promotion to offer safe rides to intoxicated patrons with Lyft. Already, RideSafe has found several of the drivers that have been on Mr. Mjeld's Safe Rides program do not have proper insurance, and some have criminal records. Requests made to the Wisconsin Tavern League have gone unanswered. Is the Wisconsin Tavern League itself involved in fraudulent activities with Lyft, or is it just Mr. Mjeld in Green Bay? This has been another update from RideSafe. Once again, that's www.ridesafeworld.com. www.ridesafeworld.com.
And there you go.
So Justin, bravo.
Yeah, Justin says he's going to join us here. I think he can. He's got the cue. So he's going to join us here after a minute or two. So just getting back to your point real quick before he comes aboard about the data breach. 57 million people? 57 yes. million accounts that...
That's drivers and passengers alike.
Hello?
There you are. Hi, Justin. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now I got to see if I can still yeah. hear Ed in the conversation here. Ed, can you hear me? Well, this is not going to work.
Hi, Justin. How you doing?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay. And then Justin's gone now. God damn it.
Well, that's why you're in control.
Oh, well.
What happened was that you answered for Justin and put me on hold. Justin. I desperately want to be in control, but my system won't allow me to. Meanwhile,
what do we call this?
Big time professional radio.
Big time professional radio.
By the way, we failed to mention coming in to the beginning of the show that it was the tail end of our Big Turkey Day marathon, what amounted to 48 straight hours.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to have you do something else here real quick. I'm going to have you, instead of calling into Radio TFI, search for John Shannon. I'm going to
John? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. You're going to port me through Facebook.
Well, actually, I'm going to port you through the Skype on my phone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So call back here and
hopefully... John Shannon on... Skype.
On Skype. All right. There you are. So did
I
you
heard
hear,
the whole thing.
You heard the whole thing, but you yes. weren't able to. So I'm going to have him call me. And it's just basically have it feed right through the old-fashioned way, right? Like I kind of how I interviewed Christine.
Okay, whatever works for you.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. I'm
going to
stay out of it. I was going to say, you could have left me on hold. But anyway, so where were we? As we await Justin's call.
Actually,
big-time professional radio.
Big-time professional radio. I'm going to do this real quick and see.
It is fascinating, folks. When you get behind the scenes here, we have thousands and thousands of little minions running around, keeping all the sounds moving in the right direction, syllables this way, consonants the other way. But every now and again, some of these little minions get just a little bit out of control, kind of like a drunken munchkin if you're familiar with the backstory of the Wizard of Oz at all.
Let's see here.
Okay, I got Justin on my phone here. Can you hear us here, Justin?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear Ed say something?
Good morning, Justin.
Did you hear that?
He will not hear me.
And I can't use the broadcast because there's a delay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay.
Well, John, do your thing. Do your thing.
Can you hear? Oh, no, that's not going to work. I can only hear you, John.
Okay. I've got to figure out a way, because obviously having a third party on Skype isn't going to work. So we're going to have to figure out something here.
Well, if you just want to translate for me to Ed.
I sure will. I can do that. So what's this new thing going on now in Green Bay with Lyft?
Okay, the head of the Tavern League is a gentleman by the name of Don Gild. He's the head of the Green Bay Tavern League, and his establishment is called Richard Craniums.
Richard Craniums.
Dickhead.
Dickheads. It's a cute way of saying dickhead. He's also the head of the Green Bay Tavern League. He's an up-and-comer. His father inherited the bar to him. It was known as something else before Don was inspired to name it Richard Craniums. And he piloted the portion of the Upper Fox Valley's Wisconsin Tavern League's safe ride program for intoxicated people to get rides home for free, and then pay for them later through a account with the bar. So we found about six of the vehicles operating on his safe ride program were not insured, and two of them had criminal records in excess of Lyft's promises that they do background checks.
So, in essence, Lyft isn't doing background checks like they say they were supposed to.
Just like Uber, actually, Lyft uses the same background check services as Uber. Right? They use Checker.
Okay.
Our fake mole driver from a year ago, who we signed up on Uber with fake documents, fake vehicle, he was approved. He went through Checker, and we got a report back from Checker on what exactly Checker looks at. Checker essentially just looks at Google with your name. They don't check federal records. They don't check fingerprint records. And they actually don't really even get into criminal records.
So what do they do? They search somebody by the name of Kevin Smith and the guy that the Kevin Smith that has the squeakiest clean record is one they put forward, or
that they kind of find you on Google. Okay. First, they do a soft kind of local record vetting, but it's only through standard court records. Like here in Wisconsin, we have Wisconsin Circuit Court Access. That's an online service that's free. It's all public records. And most states have a court system record much like that. Unfortunately, you have multiple names. You have multiple charges. Mm-hmm. And the system the Checker uses more or less just does a topical comparison of names and charges. It doesn't always get things like sexual assault or DUI.
So in other words, it's nothing more than just what you can find on the internet now and some of these little search things that take forever on your phone and what have you. It's pretty cheesy, in other words.
Exactly. And our search system at RideSafe, when we search a plate for public records, actually does a more intensive search through public records to actually divine which criminal records apply to the actual person you're searching for. We use recordsfinder.com.
So now this was a while ago. I saw one that I wanted to run through there from Minnesota that I happened to spot, and it looked a little shady because it was an older car. It was an older vehicle and a little beat up. So I was kind of curious about it. Now, are there still some limitations as to where this database can't work?
Yeah, recordsfinder.com just gives us publicly available records on criminal records pertaining to a vehicle, its VIN number, and the owner under their name, address, and address history.
Okay.
of course, it's at least 200 times more comprehensive than what you're going to see Uber and Lyft's background checking service find, which is why we find so many criminal records all of a sudden, especially DUIs with a lot of their drivers.
Yeah.
And it compiles through state records throughout the United States, as opposed to what Checker does just locally. Hmm.
Hey, I think Ed's got a question here real quick. I'm going to see if I can't translate.
Just translate it for me. Is it? Can I use it in my neck of the woods?
Ed wants to know if he can use it in his neck of the woods down in Fort Lauderdale.
Hold on, I've got. I've got a spyware page.
A spyware page?
Yeah, one moment.
Uh-oh, did we get caught doing something?
Oh, there's net neutrality right there for you.
There we go. We're being throttled down.
Which some would argue would probably be a good idea, but...
Well, you're not hearing that, are you?
I'm not hearing anything, no.
Okay, there was a... There's a malicious spyware alert on my computer's browser for some reason. I'm just shutting that down now.
It's probably a good thing.
One moment. God, sorry. Well, those spyware pages came up while I was actually doing a search on Uber.
That's it's funny, but it's not. Do you think that sometimes you get a little targeted down there? I mean, I know that when I get a little bit more boisterous than others, I get emails that suddenly, like, how the hell did they get this information? I'm too old and married, and I don't peruse porn online. So
liar. Radio silence.
Yes.
Big time professional radio.
Big time professional. Well, you found it right here. Big time professional radio.
Hey, ask Justin how his run for governor is going.
Justin, are you still running for governor, or did you? I haven't heard much about that lately.
I believe we have lost him.
And there he is. Yeah, we definitely lost him. All right.
Justin, always good to hear from Justin.
Yes. By the time next time you call in, Justin, we might actually have a solution to this problem.
We do, and you and I will discuss it off air. But
oh, okay. How about that?
You're about to be scolded something fierce.
Oh, talk to my agent. I told you. I don't deal with this shit directly. Talk to my agent.
Don't talk to the talent. Exactly. Talk to the representation.
Exactly. Oh, man. So we go... Oh, shoot. Here he is back again.
All right.
Let's try it one more time here with Justin.
Radio excellence, kids.
Radio excellence. There it is. Okay, Justin, you are you with us here?
Yeah, sorry about that. It actually shut my computer down.
Wow.
To answer your question, yes, over the last year I have noticed quite a bit of interference with... not just RideSafe, but my own internet connection from attempted data breaches. Fortunately, our security is, as it turns out, a lot safer than Uber's.
Well, that that isn't going to be hard to do.
Really?
I just don't understand it. Okay, so 57 million reported breaches between the drivers and the passengers, as I understand from what Ed clarified for me.
Yeah, that's one third of all. That's an equal mix of one third of all users and drivers with Uber from that time.
You see, and I wasn't sure if there. I must have missed that part where it said the drivers were involved, but that should just put everybody on notice. Quite frankly, I mean, anybody that touches the app, whether it be an operator, whether it be a customer, I mean, have they said anything on how that's been resolved, fixed?
No, and this is what RideSafe is investigating right now, because there are already some very concerning aspects to what happened and what Uber's response was. Mainly, the breach itself occurred because Uber's developers, the people working on the software and working on the database of customer and driver information, made the mistake of loading the information through a cloud service called GitHub.
Okay.
That is for developers to store information and transfer information over a cloud-based service. Anyone can simply use a data rip where you're either taking information from a hardline source or if it's through Wi-Fi to get data sheets and lines of code. And that's how they got it.
Okay.
And that was two hackers did it. Then they immediately contacted Uber and demanded $100,000, which is the most concerning part for us because we're talking about a company, Uber, that regularly pays off families killed by uninsured drivers in the multi-millions every year. Most notably, the family of Sophia Liu. We can't say the exact amount, but it is known that it is in the multiples of millions that was paid out to that family.
Well, nice. 6-year-old girl on New Year's Eve some years ago.
What's that?
The 6-year-old girl on in New Year's Eve. Wasn't that in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. And so if they're going to pay off a family whose child has been killed, millions of dollars, but then here's two hackers who come in who have millions of people's data, they're only demanding $100,000, though?
And well,
then Uber paid it off instantly.
The thing is with that is that these guys are just a couple of, living in mama's basement type hackers that probably don't realize what they actually got themselves hooked up with. You know, they probably could have demanded seven figures without any problem and probably would have gotten it.
That's our thinking, too, and we also believe that the hackers never intended to not release the data. We think these guys are actually kind of on our side.
Okay.
Even though their methods were completely illegal, and we would never recommend or do something like this ourselves, but we believe that it was their intention not only to expose that Uber would illegally deal with the situation, but also that they were going to release the information anyway, which is what they did.
Hmm. And they made a little bit of change on the side.
Yeah, and they got a little cheddar. Not so much cheddar to say that they were horrible people or that they were too greedy, and just low enough to fund. So whoever these guys are, our hats are off to them. Because they have exposed not only that Uber will be absolutely illegal in their dealing with anything like this, but that they are just as malicious as anyone hacking them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think you're going to see several layers of the onion before that. Oh, yeah. This is all said and done. So I hope you're right. I hope this has some effect, you know, taking out Uber and maybe sweeping up Lyft along the way with it. I tell you what, Ed and I want to go ahead and digest this a little bit. You're always welcome to call. Hopefully by the next time you call, this will be resolved. Ed thinks he's got his finger on the pulse. Oh, he's giving me the single finger of salute. Isn't that beautiful? A salute of love.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm sorry there were some technical difficulties, but have a good day.
Big-time professional radio.
That's right. Big-time professional radio here. All right. Take care, sir.
You too, sir.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
Well, I mean, and that's, you see, I pulled that off when we had Christine on. That's exactly how I spoke to her, But if you would have called in, that would have probably, well, you could have heard it, but you wouldn't have been able to, she wouldn't have been able to hear you. So
we'll deal with this, Liam. Young
okay.
man.
I want it fully tested before we
anyway,
try to employ it.
Getting back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
Well, I was unaware that at how quickly Uber paid them off. I knew they had paid them off, but and Justin makes a very, very good point about, you know, all the I try to explain this to people, all the money that goes out under the table, why you don't see big insurance claims, because nobody can make an insurance claim. And the drivers certainly can't because of the situation of their policies. But Uber also knows they go to court enough times with this kind of nonsense, and they are going to lose a lot of money in court. So it's best for them to do an under-the-table settlement, have their sleazy, slimy lawyers browbeat some poor, innocent, grieving family into, here, take a couple of million dollars and please don't ever darken our doorstep again. And as we know, look, clearly the Google background check is it takes longer to find a good lemon meringue pie recipe on Google than it does to do a background check on somebody. Well, what do you know? It's Bob Smith. Well, look at that. He looks fine. Pillar of the community. Next. Oh, it's Robert A. Smith.
Yeah.
Ay, caramba.
Well, I think, like I was saying with when we had Justin on, that I think that we're going to, if the media decides to keep pursuing it, unfortunately, this is something where we're going to have to, it's going to have to be, it has to strike while the iron's hot, basically, because otherwise, before long, the media will just shuffle it under like they do all these other news stories.
That is correct. So but remember, Halloween, mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's all over. It doesn't matter what the media knows, doesn't know, pays attention to. Remember, we have the big court case coming up with Alphabet / Google / Waymo. That starts 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
A week from Monday, December 4th. It was delayed because both sides were playing fast and loose. But so remember, although Google will, I'm sorry, Uber will win some minor battles, some minor skirmishes in court, we still have the excellent possibility of Uber showing us their underpants and having to come clean on any number of things that we know. We just know they don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about anything to anybody. The pressure they're getting from London is intense. It's all coming. It's coming apart. The whole thing is coming apart. Lyft is sitting there laughing like a bunch of friggin' hyenas, and they started this whole mess. Mm-hmm. They started this whole thing, which a lot of people don't remember. They got into the make-believe taxi business first. Uber was actually above board, just using town cars, limos. Everybody that was on the Uber platform initially was properly licensed, insured, et cetera, et cetera. It was Lyft that started all this, and now, you know, Lyft is just sitting back and waiting, hands clasped behind their head. Okay, go ahead. We'll let Uber take all the heat on this.
And so, it's working like a charm for them, too.
It is. And again, thank you, Justin, for calling in. We always appreciate hearing from you. And I may move to Wisconsin just to vote for you if you're still running for governor.
Oh, my God.
Because
that means you're going to be my
freaking
neighbor? I don't know.
That's you would love it if I was next door to you.
You couldn't handle the cold, for Christ's sake.
Oh, good Lord, you're right.
You could
good
not
Lord,
handle.
You're right.
Could
Before
not
we get handle. Into other things, you know what time it is?
It is time for Ed versus the Spread.
Cue the music for you folks listening on the replay. For you folks live, da na da na 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 na. All right, it is Ed versus the Spread. We will teach you how to not gamble on using the NFL football games. All right, let's talk about last week, shall we? Last week, overall, I went 8-6. I just lost the page I was looking for. By the way, so far this week, I'm 3-0, by the way, for the Thanksgiving. I went 3-0 on Thanksgiving, so I don't want to hear from you. overall, Mr. Shannon, you are you have climbed over the 500 mark. You are 16 and 14. Let's recap your week last week. You went with Houston, and it was a pick 'em game, Houston, Arizona, but you lost that game. You took the mighty New York Football Giants, getting 12.5 points against those Kansas City Chiefs, and the Giants won outright.
Yeah,
they didn't need your stinking points. They won outright, and you went with the home team. You went with your Vikings, who beat up on the L.A. Rams. So you went 2-1 last week to put you at 16-14 for the year. You're doing okay, and that's really, really frustrating me. Once again, my side of the screen, it's all pixelated out. It's really difficult to see what actually happened.
Oh,
so, we're gonna move on to this week, and here are your choices for
this
week. Your first game. There's nothing sore about it, my friend. Nothing sore about it. So here we go. We have those Philadelphia Eagles giving up 13 points. 13, that's almost, that's two, it actually is, two touchdowns and a point after against those Chicago Bears. The Bears, your division rivals. 13 points, Philadelphia versus Chicago.
Well,
in Philadelphia.
I think the people in Philadelphia are going to be enjoying gnawing on some bear meat this week. I think that you could actually raise that spread even higher. So, yes, I'm going to go
You do. Look at you getting a little ballsy now that he's climbed over 500. Listen to you. Now, those Carolina Panthers giving up 4 points at MetLife Stadium against those New York Jets, formerly the Titans of New York.
I'm going to go with Carolina.
Jets getting 4 points at home. John says, hell no to that. I'm going with the favorite.
Yep.
And finally, once again, redemption. Those New Orleans Saints visit La La Land with the LA Rams. LA Rams favored by 2.5 points. How do you feel about that, son?
I think that's going to be a good game. I think that I'm going to go with New Orleans on that one.
Gonna get 2 weeks in a row. He is dissing the Rams. 2 weeks in a row.
I don't think they're as mighty as one would think. They're playing in a soft division to begin with, and they're basically been the benefactors of a loser bracket schedule. So,
well, it happens. It rotates around to every division eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, every division. Look, the NFC West was loser division for decades. And that's when it included Atlanta and New Orleans before Seattle, when Seattle was in the AFC. Ah, it's old hat. Moving on to my picks for the week, my top three picks. These are the picks, kids, that will enlighten you. You will be happy because positive things will happen to you. By the way, we haven't mentioned him lately, but Gil Christ says thumbs up to all of you. We haven't forgotten about Gil Christ. This is actually his choice, as a matter of fact. Gil Christ has decided to take those Indianapolis Colts getting 3 points at home versus the Tennessee Titans. Cleveland and Cincinnati, a 9-point home favorite. And Gil and I agree. This is we got to go with the Bengals on this one. Cleveland is just sucking the paint off the walls. There's just nothing there. And finally, Tampa Bay at Atlanta. Atlanta is nowhere close to the team they were a year ago. Not even in the ballpark. So we're going to take Tampa and the 10 points that go along with it. And that is your lock of the week. I hope you brought the kids around, brought everybody around, your computer, and whatever device you were listening on, because that was the lockdown, sell the ranch, get the deed to the property out, pick of the week. And remember, we do not encourage gambling here. If we were any good at it, we wouldn't be doing an hour internet radio show every week. That, my friends, is Ed versus the Spread.
I should probably ask you real quick about that. Who's the home team in that Atlanta-Tampa game?
In the Atlanta-Tampa game, that would be Atlanta.
Ooh, you're going with the Buccaneers there.
I'm going with the Bucks. They're getting 10 points. They're getting 10 points in Atlanta. And Atlanta has not been playing that well. And that's a division game as well. Remember, that is a division game. And when it comes, you never know. Look, we've got my Dolphins have to go up to New England this week, and we're not exactly setting the world on fire. But the good news is Matt Moore, one of the many Moores that we would prefer to have in the Senate other than Roy Moore. See how I brought that around? Mm-hmm. We'll be starting this week, and Jay Cutler is, I don't know where Jay Cutler is. I hope he's enjoying his money. That's all. As long as he's not on the team.
I remember when
we started
this whole thing, and you were just giddy that Cutler was going to be a part of the
Was never giddy
you
about
were
Cutler.
Giddy about,
ever.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm giddy about Matt Moore because he's a fantastic backup. We've liked Moore since he's gotten here. He was here before Ryan Tannehill was here. He's been here a long time. He's quite content with his backup role, which is what I think really endears him to everybody, is that he's not pushing for the starter's job. Jay Cutler, look, he was already signed with Fox to go up into the broadcast booth. He was done. He was done with football. Mm. Dolphins threw $10 million his way, and he said, okay, I'll throw the ball around. He has no commitment. It's a one-year contract, so he's got no real – what does it matter to him if he does well or not? It doesn't matter. He's got his money.
Would love to have this problem, but up here there's a question is being asked, are we ever going to see Teddy Bridgewater again?
Well, I watched the game the other day. What's his name?
Casey Kasem, that's it.
Wait, with the top 40. Keep reaching for the stars and keep your feet on the ground.
Exactly. But, yeah, Case Keenum is his name. He
played great.
He's been playing that great.
He
averages maybe making one bonehead throw a game, maybe one or two bonehead throws a game. But other than that.
He's been around, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has been. He actually played with the Lambs last year, as I understand
it. Right.
So this is really – there are a lot of people kind of wondering, are we ever going to see Teddy Bridgewater again? Teddy Bridgewater is a lovable guy. You know, he's a team guy. He's very very positive and upbeat, and he's a very serviceable quarterback. He made the Pro Bowl the year before he got injured.
What's his injury again?
He completely decimated his knee, non-contact play in practice. He was stepped back, and his knee just...
That's good. It went the wrong way, probably.
Yeah, and that was sickening. People around the field were sickened by the sound that it made. It was horrible, and he fought back. He's got himself... he hasn't thrown a NFL pass now for almost 2 years.
Wow.
And... There's just no way right now you can't pull Case Keenum out of the game.
No. Even if Bridgewater comes back, if he like you said, he hasn't thrown a pass. He hasn't been in game action. Now is not the time. Although history may debate that, because remember the 1972 Dolphins were led most of the year by backup Earl Morrill of those. Had previously of them their Baltimore Colts, who, he took the dog. I Greasy didn't come back until I think it was either the championship. Oh, that's pleasant. Either the championship or the Super Bowl. Folks, it's the beauty of Skype. We can see each other, and you don't want to know what my broadcast partner just did. It was, speaking of horrible and sickening,
at least I had the volume muted.
I think it would be a mistake on whoever your coach is, on his part, to pull Keenum, whatever his name is, Casey Kasem, out of the lineup right now, because he's playing well. And you guys are leading a division, aren't you?
Yes, by three games over the Lions.
Right. So there's no point in playing with that. There's for a guy who may or may not be able to throw. I don't doubt that he can throw a ball, but he's got to get warmed up.
Yeah,
you know, he hasn't had, like you said, he hasn't had camp. He hasn't played it down in a season and a half. So,
and also lurking in the shadows is one Sam Bradford.
That's right. Wasn't he with the Rams also? Where was he?
He's been around a couple different teams. I think he did play with the Rams at one point in time, but he's played for a couple different teams. He was actually pulled because the reason that Case is in there now is because Sam Bradford had a knee or had some sort of a limb injury. I think it was a knee, if I'm not mistaken. But he got lifted for Case Keenum, and the Vikings haven't looked back.
No,
and I think Bradford's getting back to being healthy again. So this is a good problem to have.
Oh, believe me, it's not a horrible problem to have. You know, I've said it before. I've been saying it to people. Ryan Tannehill here with the Dolphins has been coming along great. 6 years, he has improved every year. The Dolphins made a commitment to him. They made him the starter his rookie year. Oh, and it was clearly evident this boy was a rookie. But he has improved, steadily improved. And they were just starting to let him really let loose. It's his team. And unfortunately, he had, I think, his ACL in training camp. So there's talk he may come back for, he may be able to play the last couple of games of the year. But frankly, I wouldn't risk damaging the goods now. We're pretty much out of it. Unless Matt Moore gets us on an incredible 6-game run. And then we have to hope for wild card because unless we beat the Patriots twice and Tom Brady decides he'd rather be home hanging with the supermodel wife, our only hope is wild card.
Yeah. I'm getting bored with the Patriots. I'm so bored with them.
Well, you know my take on it.
Yeah.
He's Tom Brady. He's at the top of his profession. Nobody's better at it than he is. He makes a ton of dough. He's been to 7 Super Bowls, has won 5 of them. He makes a lot of money, more money than he'll ever need, endorsement deals and whatnot. He's handsome as all get out, and he married a supermodel who makes more money than he does. Tom, enough. Give somebody else a chance.
Give somebody else a chance, exactly.
Come on, buddy. You've got it all. And as somebody pointed out to me last week, and I hadn't really considered this, but it's now part of the diatribe, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
What's his biggest scandal? He put a little too much air pressure in a football or not enough?
Not enough air
pressure. This is what we got on this guy? Tom, go out and get a DUI or something. Start a bar fight, for God's sake. You have checked off every box on the high school boys checklist. Quarterback, handsome, Super Bowl wins, supermodel wife, rich. What else is there, Tom? What's left for you to accomplish? Take that beady-eyed bastard, Bill Belichick, and please go to Supermodel Island or wherever it is you guys are going to go and just, my God, give the rest of us a break. The last time the Patriots did not win the AFC East was 2008. You know who didn't play that year? Tom effing Brady. He was hurt. The Dolphins won it that year. That was Tony Sperano. That was the year of the Wildcat. I'll never forget that. Third game of the season, Dolphins playing up in Foxborough. And it didn't matter that Brady wasn't there because they pulled it out on the defense. And the Patriots defense didn't know where the spit or eat a banana. It was fantastic. I can remember doing backflips in my living room. This was great. But that was the last time the Patriots did not win the AFC East. And again, Brady was out and we had to resort to trickery and sorcery. But it worked. We won the division that year. So
it's all that matters is it worked.
That exactly. Is, and look, when you look in the win column, it doesn't say good looking win, ugly win, mediocre win. It just says win. Doesn't matter how many you win by, you only have to win by one.
I see.
And that, my friends, was about my only rant for this week.
And what else you got? We were thankful for that. So did you hear up here? Did you hear up here, in Minnesota? Now we've got 2 more women coming forward to make claims of sexual impropriety on
God.
Al Franken. That's sad. It really is.
I would hate to think. As I heard somebody put it last week, like the picture that was taken on the plane, a couple of years before he was a senator, et cetera, et cetera. But he was being a Class A Hollywood jackass. And I'm hoping that's all this turns out to be. I like Franken. I'm not going to deny it. I like him as a performer. I like him as a senator. And I'm hoping this turns out to be a whole bunch of nothing. Look, unlike every other person involved in this situation, Franken copped to it. He apologized. Apology was accepted all in one day. It was pretty much done with before it started.
Well, we know that Tweeden accepted
right.
an apology. We don't know. One of these was a claim. Supposedly he was a senator at that point in time from the
he played grab ass, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much I want to. I mean, I don't ever want to doubt a victim when she comes forth with something like this, but this just seems, I mean, they interviewed the news outlet, the news station here locally, interviewed his father, and his father looked like he was just one step below one of the Duck Dynasty guys. And, oh, that Al Franken, you know, he ought to resign or something. I just wonder.
Put the same question about Trump to him, and he'd say, what, you know.
What did Trump do? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the tsunami has happened. It looks like it's curbed a little bit. I haven't heard a whole lot of other stories on other predators here this week. I don't know about Franken. I tell you, I have a hard time with hypocrisy. You know, we're beating the shit out of Roy Moore, and rightfully so.
Well, let's remember, different thing. We're talking about underage girls here.
Well, we're talking about underage girls. And here's the one question that constantly gets asked. And I tell people to, when they bring this up, to go to hell, to tell you the truth. You know, these women came up with these allegations on Roy Moore, you know, some 40 years after the fact. And people are, well, why are you bringing it up now? Why are you bringing it up now? I'm going to tell you something. When you are sexually assaulted or you have anything like that happen to you, it is the most embarrassing, life-altering thing a person could possibly go through. And I don't know why they did it. But as far as I'm concerned, especially when it comes to abusing children or teenagers, adolescents, you know, I don't think there should be any statute of limitations on something like that. And I want the voters of Alabama to have the decision on this, because this will be the biggest indictment on that state that you could ever imagine. Will the state of Alabama, will they elect this pedophile just for the sake of keeping a Democrat out of the Senate?
Well, when you hear high-ranking state officials say things like, oh, I believe the women, but I'm going to vote for them anyway, it falls back into, you know, my whole, I'm voting for, you're wearing the same shirt that I do. You know, you're voting for party over country. And I'm done with the whole thing for this week. I mean, it's just stupid, and I want to be on the cover of Time magazine.
Oh,
but they haven't.
Oh man. So what? Trump said that they offered him, but they wanted an extensive interview and whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
And a major photo shoot. You've got to read his tweet to really appreciate the promo I put out. That should have started playing by now, my friend. I can't hear the music.
Not quite. Not quite. Wait for
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wait for it. It's coming.
58:40, not 59.
Well, okay. Well, then I'll start it.
Please.
I'll start it right now.
Thank you.
But I don't think that.
Trust me, I still can't hear it. But
you're listening to the Taxi.
All right, folks.
Stand
well,
hour.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Big Time Professional Radio here at Radio TFI.
Of course, and there it is.
Well, I'm presuming that the closing music is playing because
playing.
I can't hear it.
It's playing.
I can't hear it, but that's okay. John, you have a wonderful week. We will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick. See ya.